You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Well, I am yet to get my second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and the thought of booking a slot, taking time off work, and queuing up outside a vaccination center just kills me. But it could soon be possible for many of you who have not got the jab yet to do it in a single dose. Yes, but I'll come to that a little later. You are tuned into the COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com. I'm Kanishka Sarkar, and today I'll talk about a single dose vaccine that may soon be made available in India and more on the pandemic from around the world. But first, let's take a look at India's infection tally as of August 6th. For the first time in 29 days, the country has recorded a spike of close to 45,000 new cases in one day. However, the daily toll dropped below 500, while the active cases continue to witness an uptick for the third straight day. Coming back to the possibility of getting one dose COVID shot in India, US-based pharma firm Johnson & Johnson has applied for emergency use approval of its coronavirus vaccine in India. If it gets approval, its vaccine will be the first single dose shot in the country. J&J said that the shot will be brought to India through a supply agreement with homegrown vaccine maker Biological E. The company's application comes at a time when legal wrangles have held up US vaccine donations to India, which has not met requests for granting foreign manufacturers indemnity from lawsuits. Well, without revealing more details, the US vaccine maker said that it is in talks with the government to accelerate the availability of its jab. Moreover, another US-based firm, Novavax, has also applied for the EUA in India. The Serum Institute of India is licensed to manufacture the Novavax vaccine under Covavax brand. Now moving on, have you already received both doses of the vaccine against COVID? Well then, a UK-based study says that you are three times less likely to contract the infection. The study, which had over 98,000 volunteers taking part in it in England, suggests that double vaccinated people are also less likely to pass on the virus to others. UK's Health Secretary Sajid Javid said, and I quote, "Our vaccination rollout is building a wall of defense that means we can carefully ease restrictions and get back to the things we love. But we need to be cautious as we learn to live with the virus." Unquote. Next is an update on the policy front. In a relief to the stressed corporate sector, the RBI has decided to defer the target date by 6 months to October 1st, 2022 for meeting certain operational thresholds outlined by the KV Kamath Committee under the COVID debt recast scheme announced last year. The Kamath Committee had in September recommended that financial parameters be factored in the resolution plans with sector-specific benchmark ranges for such parameters. The committee had recommended financial ratios for 26 sectors which have to be factored by lending institutions while finalizing a resolution plan for a borrower. The financial aspects include those related to leverage, liquidity, and debt serviceability. Now here's a look at the pandemic news on the global front. Do you think COVID vaccine passes are moving the needle on people getting vaccinated? Well, according to a Reuters report, people in France have been rushing for vaccines since the government introduced a mandatory health pass to access bars and restaurants. This has stirred a debate about how to get more shots in the arms to combat the highly infectious Delta variant. Governments around the world are resorting to creative ways to encourage citizens to get inoculated. Several countries are offering lottery tickets, the Netherlands gave away pickled herring, and the US plans to offer $100 cash rewards to entice vaccine stragglers. France has taken an altogether tougher approach, requiring health workers to be vaccinated against COVID, while the country's highest court has backed the introduction of health passes from August 9th. Well, trade unions and some scientists have said that the move, which has sparked protests in major towns and cities, is too blunt an instrument and may deepen opposition to vaccines among people who are already reluctant to take it. However, the country's vaccination rate has jumped since the policy was announced on July 12th, and so far, polling has shown public support for these stringent measures. Moving on, China has recorded another 80 locally transmitted cases as the country seeks to control the biggest flare-up since the original 2019 outbreak, with a combination of lockdowns, mass testing, and travel restrictions. Meanwhile, Tokyo Olympics organizers have reported 29 new games-related COVID cases, bringing the total since July 1st to above 380. However, no athletes were among the latest positive cases. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.